Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
I'm honored to have calling guest from Washington, D.C., the Director of Communication, Haley Halverson from the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. This week, we've been discussing the harms of pornography, and one of the things that they do is their annual Dirty Dozen List campaign. And Haley, I understand that this campaign has led to many major policy changes at companies.
Yes, it has. It's a really exciting campaign. To be honest, it's probably one of my favorite campaigns that the National Center on Sexual Exploitation does. And it's founded on the idea that no corporation should be profiting from or facilitating sexual exploitation. You know, companies like Google and Facebook and Twitter and Comcast have such an impact on our lives and on our culture that we believe that if we can change what these companies are normalizing or profiting from, it really will push our culture in a more positive direction. And so with our Dirty Dozen list, we name 12 mainstream companies or organizations every year that are facilitating or profiting from sexual exploitation. And what makes the Dirty Dozen list so effective is that we put the power back in your hands. So many people feel like they don't have a voice in response to a culture that is normalizing things like sexual violence, but this gives you a voice because you can go to our website, dirtydozenlist.com, and there you can take action by emailing CEOs at these companies, signing petitions, finding graphics to share online, and those kinds of things actually do make a difference.
So what's really important, once again, remind our listeners where they can access the Dirty Dozen List and let your voice be heard. What is that website?
It's dirtydozenlist.com, and you can take so many actions and learn more there.
Well, thank you for the work that you do, and tomorrow we are going to continue the conversation on the harms of pornography on mental health.